Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special returning guest. You know her as a writer, musician, and tarot reader from Dream City Tarot and a Nuggets fan. It's Ariana Lenarski.
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you back. We just realized it's your fifth time on the show, which is a huge deal.
Yes.
You're in the five timers club.
Yes. And I just remember you did come here because you did an episode with Joey.
That's right.
You guys brought a puppy.
Yes. That's right. Who was that? I think that might have been Robbie. Was that, or was it Spinelli?
Yes. Yes. Robbie sounds right.
Robbie?
I don't know.
Robbie, yes.
Robbie sounds correct.
Yeah. A real cutie.
Yes. Robbie is like a legendary cutie, owned by Hallie Cantor and one of the cutest dogs ever.
Oh, okay. Nice. We had a good time.
So congrats on Five Timers
Thank you
Club.
So yes. much. I'd love to. Oh, yes, that's Robbie.
Cute. Okay. Great photo
yeah,
of us in the garden.
Great. Yeah, we're looking at the cutest photo right now.
We look so fresh. This is pre-COVID.
Robbie looks like she was just walking by and I picked her up. And
none of our, we had no idea what was ahead of us in that photo.
Yeah. I'm so happy to be a part of the Five Timers Club. It feels like a really exclusive club.
It is. Only a couple people up there.
I'm wondering if there's any perks, any free dinners.
We'll give you your coupon book is in the mail.
Okay, great.
Anastasia will cook you the soup of your choice.
I do make soups quite a bit. So
really?
I do have an immersion blender. No, I don't mean to brag.
Whoa.
I will make you carrot ginger soup.
It's really good.
The five timer soup.
Yeah. It's a special soup. We all have to eat it out of one bowl though.
Yeah.
That's the stipulation.
No spoons.
Yeah.
You just have to sip it from the bowl.
We just pass it around.
I'm in a cult now, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun though.
Yeah. You get white Nikes, you drink the soup, and then we all go to a comet.
a comets game.
Yeah, we go to a comets game
a comets
in
game.
The past.
Put on our Air Force Ones.
So you just came back from a tour, a Midwest tour.
How was it? It was wonderful.
Where did you go?
I did a little three-stop tour through Detroit, a little place called Hamtramck.
Mm.
I went to Lansing, Michigan, and I went to the beautiful city of Chicago. Recently, champions, WNBA
yeah.
champions.
Do you have anything to do with that?
Yeah.
I did.
Think your vibe, you think you brought just like a winning vibe with you?
I brought kind of a tough mentality where I was like, you guys aren't going to win. Like I did reverse psychology on them.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Man.
Chicago's has a real blue collar attitude. So they like responded strongly to me doubting them. And they were like, and you saw the results. You saw the results yourself.
Say no more. I mean, we all saw. We all saw what happened. So
I feel like I need you to come over and sort of doubt me. get me in gear.
Can I tell you something insane that I did once with my friend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that. I don't know if I recommend this, but. I was procrastinating so much. I told a friend of mine who was a kind of imposing dude. I think he was like 6'4", 200 pounds, something like that. He was like a kind of a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can you scare me into doing what I need to do? And so he was like, yeah, that sounds great. We started this thing called Consequences Incorporated.
Wow.
And I had to email him every day with like proof that I had done my work, or he would reveal a secret that I had shared with him.
Oh, no.
A private secret that I never wanted anybody to ever know about. With my friends and family. So I sent him so he had like an incriminating whatever. I don't even honestly remember what it was, but I definitely didn't want people to see it. And so I would email him every single day, and it was pretty successful. It was actually like not a bad idea. But I don't know if I'd recommend it because I feel like fear shouldn't guide your life.
Isn't there a Nathan For You sketch that's the same idea?
What?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Gabe, right?
Yeah, it sounded familiar. And now, once you said that, I think you're right.
Wow. What
it also
biter.
Sounds like Nexium. Like, that's what they did in Nexium, where you would send, like, incriminating stuff or, like, nude photos. And then that's how they got you to, like, do stuff.
Wow. This was all stolen from me. I was doing this in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, they got the idea from you.
I heard about it and stole it. I am furious.
I'm
going to
cancel
right
Nathan Fielder.
Yeah, cancel yeah. Nathan Fielder.
I do something with my friend Kate that I call mean daddy. I'm like, can you mean daddy me a little bit? Mm, but yeah. It's a little different where she just kind of says, like, I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, I get enough of that from my real dad. I don't need more.
Yeah, it's like, how far do you go before you just re-traumatize yourself?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, she's bad at it. She's too nice. Like, she cares about my feelings too much. So she does.
I know a guy. I can hook you up with a guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to get stuff done. I have deadlines I need to meet. And she will call me before the deadline and be like, how far along are you? And I'll tell her and it's never good enough.
Uh-oh.
But then for me, I mean, mm-hmm. for her, she's like, well, you're getting there. Like, no. Okay.
You want her to be a stricter daddy.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Well, I mean, Ariana's guy is available.
Yeah. I think he's busy now being like, he's like an actually really successful businessman now. So
whoa.
I feel like he used that extreme, because that was like 10 years ago at this point. So I feel he used that sort of intimidating abilities in the business world.
Yeah, for sure.
The world of finance.
You changed his life.
Yeah. He was like, I'm so good at this. I'm so good at being incredibly scary.
So are you going to tour more?
I would love to. That's actually probably my main goal. I want to tour in the spring and hopefully do it. So my bandmate and I have been going under the name Bandwave. And hopefully we'll be able to go on a little tour in the springtime. I hope that we'll be able to do some stuff in Los Angeles first and kind of like hang out with people here and play shows here first.
Yeah.
And then take it on the road, I hope.
That's so exciting.
I want to go.
I'm very excited. I would love for you guys to come. We have like, there's like zero way to look at any of our content at the moment. But it does exist and it will arrive to the world.
This is amazing. Great. It feels like back in the day when I was a kid and you'd hear about a band before you actually heard their music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this actually that makes me feel really special.
It's cool.
I've heard a little bit on Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yes. So there was snippets. Some snippets. Hopefully, tempting snippets.
Yeah, it sounds great. You guys look like you're having a lot of fun out there.
Awesome. Yeah.
Which is what you want when you're watching music.
Yeah, it was a dream.
That's so fun.
It also felt safe. I hadn't like expected to feel safe. I thought I mean, it was like, you know, a low level dread the whole time. But like the venues were like, you had to show your vaccination card and like everyone was masked. And it just like it felt like people cared about not having a terrible thing happened to us, so that felt good too.
Amazing.
That's great.
I'm going to Chicago soon. Ooh. And I've never been before.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And I'm really excited. It just seems like a city that has so much going on. If you have any recs, I would love to hear them.
I recommend going to this little bookstore called Quimby's.
I've heard of it.
What? Well, you gotta go. That's it. Yes, take this as a sign.
Okay, definitely gonna go.
I just got an awesome book there. I don't know where it went. I have it somewhere. It's called Broke Not Broken, and it's like it's for people that are trying to like figure out money, but not in a way that's like focused on like how to get rich quick.
Yeah.
It's like people that are just like, I'm a creative person. This world is kind of a morass to me. I'm not like in horrifying like, I'm not in like, I'm not in over my head with a bunch of credit card. Like, I feel like it, the woman that does it is basically someone who doesn't feel like she wants to get super fucking wealthy, but she also isn't like drowning in credit card debt. And it mm-hmm. only always seems to be like those two things. You're either like,
right,
like struggling beyond this possible like debt addiction, essentially.
Yeah.
Or
just like in a stuck in a cycle.
You're stuck in a cycle, or you just like are in love with money and like want to get rich. And just like there are also people who just like know that they need to deal with this stuff and don't feel like they have a roadmap. So it's a really cool little book. So I'm reading it right now.
I need that book. I feel like
really good. You can get it at Quimby's.
I'm gonna get it at Quimby's. But yeah, money is like one of those things that gives me anxiety. So I tend to ignore it, and then it becomes a problem, and then it gives me more anxiety.
Same. And actually, even the stuff with Bandwave and with going on tour, it's made me less want to procrastinate because I so don't want anything to fuck it up.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I'm like, I will deal with my taxes. I will deal with like making sure I'm getting these payments on time, blah, blah, blah. Because I like so don't want to get in over my, or like, I want to make sure I have the right kind of healthcare, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm just, because I don't want to self-sabotage, basically. It's really hard to get. It's really hard to get to that point. Really, really hard.
Yeah. And there's so much about it that you have to like seek out on your own to like be in a good financial place, because it's not really like taught to a lot of people, or a lot of people, like their parents are kind of in the same position where they're like, they don't talk about it, or they ignore it, or they weren't good at like dealing with money. So it doesn't get passed down. And like, I like that concept of like, here's information you need to know, but not in a like, where am I going to invest my $1 million inheritance kind of way, which like, who can relate to that?
Nah, yeah, I can. Just kidding.
News to me.
So not only is this your Five Timers Club episode, but it's also our third year anniversary episode.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so honored. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you? This is also my anniversary. I just realized it's my 5-year anniversary of falling in love with the moon and starting to read tarot and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. This is an interesting time of year, in my opinion.
It is. I agree.
I feel like anything that's good or exciting for me has happened in the fall. And I don't know. I just get like really happy in the fall. Good vibes from it. I think, you know, NBA season coming back, that's a cherry on top. But
yes, definitely.
Also just other like nice stuff happens, like the punishing heat is over.
Yes. Something my bandmate said the other day when we were driving through Michigan, he said, "Fall, people love fall because it reminds you that change is beautiful."
Aww.
And I thought that was like the best. I was like, put that in a song.
Seriously, that's a lyric. And it is really beautiful in the Midwest, I'm sure, with all the different colors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More so than LA.
Yeah, I like the fall until the days start getting crazy short. And then I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
But I need that sun. I need to soak up that sun.
You wrote that song, right?
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow, you're my hero. You are my hero.
Thank you so much.
Can you guys imagine if you got Sheryl Crow? She is a Bucks fan.
I know.
Wow.
That would be such a good get.
We should do it.
She was posting so much during the finals last year, obviously. Big Bucks fan.
I would guess that she's not getting asked for podcasts. I bet people aren't thinking to ask her. So I think you guys have a shot.
I mean, do you think if we just slide into those DMs?
Kind of.
She's too famous. Once you are past a certain level as a woman, like, you're not checking those message requests because they're just full of weirdos.
If we had some even tiny connection, we could definitely make it work.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
Let's put it out there.
Does anybody know Sheryl Crow's cousin's barber?
Or her manager's, you know, nephew or something.
Yeah, they go to swim class together with your kid, like something like that. Hook us up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's new to the basketball. Well, I was about to say she's new to the basketball world, so maybe we could like get her in with some perks or something. But I'm like, then I was like, she's Sheryl Crow. Like,
like she's got all the perks.
She's
already.
Got all yeah. the perks.
Yeah.
What can we offer her then?
I'm sure she's hanging out with Giannis right now. Oh my God. As we speak.
I want to go over to that party.
Sheryl and Giannis's
yeah,
party.
Yeah. Imagine how cute that would be. They'd both be fangirling over each other.
Yeah, for real. You think he's a big Sheryl Crow fan?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He loves American culture.
Absolutely. So we have to, you have to get her to take pity on you guys somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I ever come across her.
Maybe we can like make a little video
yes.
to her.
Oh God, ooh. This is so cringy already.
It's a great idea. Oh. We'll do a parody song.
But it'll be, no. I want to soak up the sun, right? But
a parody song.
What? But I want to soak up the sun.
I want to soak up the dunk.
I want to soak up the suns. I want to hang out with you.
It'll be about how cute the suns are and how we want to look at them.
Mm-mm.
A goddess veto. But anyways, the season's starting. What are you looking forward to? I mean, your Nuggets. Can I just congratulate you on getting a rookie with maybe the best nickname in the league in Bones Highland?
I can't believe how well they do this every year. Every year they raise the bar for crazy, and it's like truly magnificent to watch.
Bones.
It's
I love
incredible.
That. Yeah.
Great name.
Also, I love that he says stuff like, people are always surprised that I'm from Delaware. How do you not know about the first state in the nation?
Which okay. is like so cute.
Very
so
patriotic. Cute
and very patriotic.
Yeah.
Also like such a weird thing to say. I yeah. There used to be a conspiracy that no one lived in Delaware that I kind of believed. Because I never knew anyone. Sorry to anyone that lives in Delaware. Yeah, right. I don't really believe that you live in Delaware.
Prove it. We want to see
yeah,
pictures
like,
of you standing in front of the city hall with a today's newspaper.
We need yeah. a Google Earth that we zoom into to see your little face looking up.
Yeah.
Bones is probably like a psyop.
Yeah,
I don't even think he's. Like
I think
a
it
real...
has a really low population, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and like I think the conspiracy was. Yeah, look up Delaware. No one lives there. Conspiracy.
Okay, not even a
wow,
million people in Delaware.
Million, not even a million people.
It's mostly the Highland family.
No, wow. Yeah, seriously.
That's crazy.
Like, wait, what's their flag, Gabe? Can we look at that flag?
He really is the king of Delaware. Like, he started a dance craze there.
Okay. What's going on in this flag?
This flag looks so old. I mean, it looks like it's the first
okay.
state in the
wow. Okay, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. They're literally like, got corn, wheat, a cow.
It's like two
Mayflower.
two white guys with, one with a rifle, one with like a some
shovel
farming thing.
Like a hoe. Cow is on there. Liberty and independence. It feels kind of racist, right?
I mean, just by being yeah. colonial, you're essentially racist, right?
Yeah, it's definitely intimidating.
Yeah,
I feel like it's. I just gotta say, there's too many things on this flag. Like,
oh, absolutely.
A flag is not supposed to have like this many items shoved onto it.
It's like when someone is lying and they're telling you too many details. We're like, oh, I was there at exactly 2:30.
Yeah.
And I remember because I was doing this and this and this. Yeah. And it's like, yeah.
I'm the first date. I'm the first date.
We have cows. We have corn. We have hay.
And a boat. We're by the water. But we're also, it's farmland.
We like to shoot. We like to hoe. What else? Feather in my cap.
Yeah, there's also so many crests. I think there's four crests.
Yeah. You guys, this is going to be the episode that we piss off so many people.
978,000 people.
978,000 people are going to come for our asses.
Oh, not even. 973,000 people.
Look at those questions. What is Delaware's population? Is Delaware overpopulated? Is Delaware a white state? I actually don't know the answer.
Oh.
What's that even mean?
68.7% white. Yeah.
What is Delaware famous for? What is Delaware famous for?
Historical landmark.
Landmarks, chemical manufacturing.
Oh, that makes sense.
Being a tax-free state, that's true. I've heard that. First state to rally the Constitution. They're really living in the past here.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. Did that say ratify? I have bad eyes.
State beverage milk. State beverage milk. This is so...
It's a white state.
It's a white state.
State fish is the weak fish. Did you see that?
Okay. Well, that's a thing.
Wow. State dessert is peach pie.
Peach pie?
That seems like, too decadent.
Yeah. Isn't that like Atlanta?
Well, yeah, but peaches aren't from the Americas.
Mm.
I don't think.
Should we pivot to a U.S. states podcast?
Yeah, we could roast every state.
I'm holding back trying not to bully Delaware because I do want to meet Bones or like have a...
Yeah.
I want to, you know, I don't know.
I understand why he's so adamant and defensive about Delaware now because of how hard we win at it. Oh, look at him.
Yeah, that's he's cute great. Pick. He's awesome.
He's so cute.
He does look like he's mad at me, though.
He's mad that you talk so much shit about Delaware.
Yeah. That's the face that I think
we
I would
barely
get.
Talk shit. We barely
Yeah, that's
did.
True.
Barely. Come yeah. on.
Honestly, I've never been to Delaware. I would go there.
Is that the beginning of the Dunktown tour? Is
oh my God.
Is Delaware.
How many of those 973,000 people can we get to yeah, we got a Dunktown
and then
show?
You could just call the tour Prove It. <It's> like,
We watch a like high school basketball game. We should look at our analytics and see how many listeners we have in Delaware.
I would go. I'm willing to put on the stake.
Okay. You can be our opener.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
let's try to book a show in Delaware. Let's try.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. I'm down.
I'm all about tours right now.
We had talked about doing a tour pre-COVID. Now it feels like a million years ago.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Someday.
I will say it felt a little weird at times, for sure. It wasn't completely smooth sailing. There were times when I was like, I don't know what's going to happen to me right now. But it was okay.
Well, you survived and
I survived.
Avoided Miss Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She did not appear. I was very thankful.
That's great.
So the Nuggets, how are you feeling about this season?
Well, I personally feel pretty good. There's already drama. I don't know how there's already drama, but there's already stuff coming out. Like Mike Malone has already been like, we really don't look like a team right now. Like, because I think we lost every single preseason game. I think.
Who cares?
That's how
it's
I kind of feel.
Yeah.
And it does feel a little typical or old at this point, just to freak out. Like before anything has even happened, like I've now noticed it's so weird that I'm a little bit seasoned as a Nuggets fan now. How long has it been? It's been this is my fourth season being a Nuggets fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you already know the, you
and
know,
now it seems like, oh, okay. So there's this tendency to totally freak out before anything has happened, like at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I haven't been a lifetime Nuggets fan, it's a little easier for me to see through that and be like, okay, I'm not gonna go along with this, what seems to be like some kind of needed freak out that you have at the beginning of every season, and just be like, I don't know, it seems like we're being set up for a pretty fun and good season. We've got like Bones really is bringing incredible energy, even nice. And also I think like. I think Austin Rivers is bringing a lot of great energy. I was not into him when he came to the team, and now I'm like, I was wrong. This guy's like really awesome.
I was impressed by him in the playoffs.
Totally.
I mean, the whole team actually. Facu Campazzo and
Campazzo.
And I mean, of course, Jokic always. Yeah. But he looked so good in the playoffs last season. So
I think there's plenty of time, and now I'm even having this mental understanding that like, oh, maybe the Nuggets are like what we were just talking about earlier, where they need someone to freak out at them. I feel like I knew that already too, They need consequences. Yeah, they need consequences incorporated to get rolling.
Mike Malone is mean zaddy.
Yeah. But I will say, I think I was pulling some cards for them a couple days ago, and it seemed like the most important thing is for Jokic to step into an even more important leadership role, because I do still think, even though Jokic is so obviously, he's the MVP, he's the center point, it has still been Mike Malone that's like the end, the buck stops with him.
Yeah.
As it like should anyway, but like Jokic, I think, has to take even more of a role of pointing out that he can't like be on the floor for every minute of every game, and that the second unit has to step up. And I think sometimes he probably like holds back from, he lets Malone yell at the bench. And I think now it's time for him to take a more active role in terms of using his words to like motivate the team.
Mm-hmm. You know,
or direct the team.
Do you have that sweaty clip by any chance?
I can pull it up, but okay. It'll take me a minute.
He was pretty recently yelling at people on the bench, but it wasn't for, you know, what you want him to. It was for being too sweaty.
What? How did I miss this? Was this in preseason?
Yes, and it's so
cute. Okay, I totally
cute.
Miss this. Oh.
Mo, please come here. Because he's wet, and you go there. What? Please. He's sweaty. Yeah.
Oh!
Sweaty. Ah!
Stop oh, my it! God.
I think there is more people on the horse racing in Serbia. I'm not going to lie. Justin, she's not that strong, brother. Trust me. Justin, make a right decision. No. Be a good guy. Naughty, naughty.
Him, when he goes, you're sweaty, ah! It makes me laugh every time.
He makes
him
move. Can I say something?
Yeah.
I mean, this is my podcast, after all.
You don't have to ask.
May I please speak? What about the hashtag Maloney Baloney?
Whoa, bro. Bro. Bro, what are you talking about?
You think that's going to get them going?
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm ready to do it.
Whenever we're unhappy with something that's happening.
Hashtag Maloney Baloney.
Yeah.
When he
says, let's get it going.
You know, this doesn't look like a team or whatever. Just repost it. Hashtag Maloney Baloney.
Yes.
Okay. We could get this going.
Yeah. I'm ready to do this.
And we need all of our listeners to join in.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Especially in Delaware.
My mind is racing through hot dog puns that I'm not gonna share.
Processed meat.
I just know we're gonna get an email from someone.
Trust
that's
the
like,
processed
I live
meat.
In Delaware and I listen to Dougtown. We're not that bad. We know you're not bad. We love you.
We just don't think you exist.
Yeah. We need proof. We need birth certificate.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send us photos of Delaware. I have no idea what the landscape even looks like.
Me neither.
It's practically Canada, right?
You know that what's going to happen is we are going to fall in love with Delaware. Like we are going to have, it's going to take over our lives.
I bet the four of us are going to go in together on a vacation home in Delaware.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to be like,
that's convenient for us.
Literally the opposite diagonal end of the nation.
I bet they got good crabs or something. You don't eat crabs.
I don't. I think they're cute. I'll look at them.
Okay.
I hear they have good weak fish.
More like, okay, I just thought of something. More like Delaware? Prove it.
Wow, that was perfect.
God, we're in so much trouble.
Hey, I gotta remember when we placed that bet on the Sky to win their playoff series and they won?
Of course. It was the best day of my life.
We got a bunch of money. It was so fun. And now that the NBA is back, I'm so excited to place more bets at DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets.
DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. You can also combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout, and it's safe, secure, and reliable. Deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DUNKTOWN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code DUNKTOWN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all, which is why we briefly wrap it up in a segment called Previously on Basketball.
Previously on LA Law.
Basketball.
Nice. Love LA Law. The Chicago Sky win their first WNBA championship, defeating the Mercury 3-1 in the finals. Kalia Copper's standout playoffs performance earns her the Finals MVP award. The 2021-2022 NBA season tips off this week, allowing basketball men to finally take the spotlight. Ben Simmons returns to the Sixers and participates in Sunday's practice, but is not yet in game shape per Doc Rivers. Kyrie Irving is ineligible to play or practice with the Nets, stands to lose millions after standing firm on his anti-vax views. DeAndre Ayton and the Suns fail to reach a deal on a contract extension, leaving his future with the franchise in question. Diana Taurasi receives $2,500 fine for pushing a ref during Game 2 of the Finals. Let's look at what Diana has to say about pushing
her
a ref.
Shove.
All right. Taurasi on what she was thinking in the moment. I just saw legs on top of Sophie Cunningham. I tried to get everyone off of Sophie. Taurasi on whether a fine was fair. Yeah, that's fine. I'm used to giving donations. I felt like it's been a while. Wow. It's for a good cause.
Goat. Goat.
She is spicy, for sure.
I love, giving donations is great. Because I remember how when we first started the show, we didn't know where that money was going. We thought it was like
going to the NBA.
Yeah, going to the league or something. But knowing that it goes to a good cause is great. Why not? Throw some, do some crazy shit.
Get some fines.
Yeah. Wait, are you being serious? Is that really true? It goes to charity. Does it go to charities?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Isn't that amazing?
We did a little research because we were like, we need to figure this out because these guys sometimes have to give huge fines.
Right.
And it goes to the charities that the NBA and WNBA give to.
That's really funny because when I was reading that quote of hers, I thought she was making fun of the refs and saying that she was donating to their salaries. And I was like, great burn, Diana. Make
that,
fun of Delaware.
That would be funnier. Yeah.
I do love that.
That would not be a good strategy, though, if the refs got the money. <I
know. laughs> they'd just be like calling fouls. Yeah. Right. Taurasi also broke a door in the locker room after they lost the finals.
Oh my god.
She's got a temper, man.
That looks like a solid ass door. She probably slammed it.
She just hit it with her butt. She booty bumped it.
Do you know if she is in fact a Taurus? See?
Mm. Oh, Taurus-y? Let's see when she was born, Gabe. Cause
name. I guess it's Taurus. I guess it's not. No. She's Gemini. Whoops. Uh-oh. Oh, well.
We all know what that means.
Can't win them all.
I mean, she's just... none of this is surprising. She's such a...
Yeah, she's a beast.
Shit talker. But also, that's, you know, what makes her the GOAT. Let's look at Kalia Copper's interview with Holly Rowe after being named MVP.
I think back to this little girl growing up in Philly, getting on a bus to go to school, making sacrifice after sacrifice. How did that little girl make her dream come true tonight? I worked so fucking... Coaches believed in me, and I just stayed down until it was my turn. You know, that's she's amazing. KFC for a reason, right?
I love her name, KFC, Kalia fucking Copper.
They just immediately cut her mic. They're like, oh.
There was a photo taken that showing Holly Rowe's reaction to Kalia's F-bomb, and she's just like laughing. It's great.
All right, let's see James Wade. What did James Wade have to say?
James, second row center, please.
I don't make an opening statement.
James, you may make an opening statement.
All right, so my mom always told me, she was like, be humble, be humble. All right, and I want to respond to that with, mom, cut off the YouTube, because I'm about to go in. I'm about to go in.
That's so cute.
He's so cute.
I love that. Let's see him celebrating. Aww. I love the champagne goggle pictures. Yes. Always. It's always a fun time.
Oh my God. One of my favorite WNBA players, and a favorite with Cutie Nation as well, is Steph Dolson, Big Mama Steph. And her photos with the champagne were, I mean, her tongue's out. Like, she just was all over the place. And then also, Chance the Rapper got a championship shirt, too, and was celebrating with them.
That's
which was
cute.
So cute.
He didn't do much for the game, but, you know, he gets the honorary.
Yeah.
Title.
Yeah. He just was cheering from the sidelines. Yeah.
Let's see Ben Simmons at practice.
Oh my goodness, he's got a shirt, a sleeveless shirt,
gray sweatpants season,
and you can see the phone jutting out of his pocket.
Ooh, you guys know about gray sweatpants season, right?
What do you mean, just seeing dicks?
I mean, that is basically what it is. But yeah, once the temperature drops,
you can see dicks.
The boys put on their gray sweatpants. And you can see outlines.
And it becomes the opening or episode one of The Leftovers, where Justin throws jogging.
Exactly. Yes. That's part of it. But this is like a thing where women are like, or and men are thirsty for
those gray
men sweatpants. Wearing sweatpants, gray wow. sweatpants specifically.
Sounds like another track we can perform. I think we should do. Gray sweatpants season. After our first smash hit.
Do you think Sheryl Crow will respond more to
that?
Yeah,
I do.
Oh, God.
We have to hit her on all sides.
Yeah, for real.
Be like, we want to be your friends. Also,
appeal to every...
Yeah, every angle.
We post it and say, everyone tag her in the comments. So she sees it. No.
I wanted to ask you, Ariana, about Kyrie, because you've had a
it's so sad for me.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Because I can feel the, what's it called? Oh, the sunk cost fallacy. I notice it with myself, where I'm like, I was a Kyrie stan for so long, and I notice myself still trying to make excuses for him. I caught myself doing it. I was like, well, like, maybe we need to listen. Or, like, I, like, read his statement hyper carefully, being like, okay, what is he, like, really trying to say? Like, how can I twist this? Because, I mean, I had to break up with him. I had to, like, break up. I was tweeting that I had to say goodbye to our future friendship.
Right.
And that it really hurt me to do it. But his antics are just, like, totally out of control. I also got insulted by how he is so bad at how he's doing this.
Right.
Like, he's not even scamming well at all, or like being he's not being cuckoo well enough, in my opinion. Like, he's not like going whole hog enough.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would rather he completely, I would rather he be completely insane rather than try to like sort of act like he's being smart or something like that. Because I feel like
he's trying to make it into a social justice cause or like an activist thing where he's like, I'm fighting for the little people who are losing jobs. And it's like, no, you're killing people, dude.
Yeah,
that it's too easy to poke holes in that, Kyrie. You have to totally go the opposite. You can't like come up with, you have to be like, I didn't want to play basketball anyway. Like you have to like totally just say something completely ridiculous and that no one can even argue with. Because you're just like, I don't even like you guys to begin with.
I agree with what you're saying. I did watch his Instagram live. I don't know if you guys caught it. But he was parroting the things that you see people on Facebook and the dumb people.
It's really frustrating.
The same talking points.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I'm not anti-vax. I'm just anti-mandate. It's like, you're right. Like, I want to, if he would have doubled down and said some like wild shit, I would have been like, Kyrie being Kyrie. But like, yeah, the fact that he thinks he's like some kind of martyr for like the unvaccinated is just so disappointing.
Yeah.
I think I would try to, I've been, of course, trying to think like, how would I turn Kyrie? Like, how could I get him to be like, and I was like, maybe I'll go full Jewish mother and be like, do you not care about me? Like, why is this so personal? Why are you making this so personal? Like, you're hurting me. And like, try to make it like
a guilt trip.
Yeah, I'm trying to guilt trip him somehow.
Yeah. That's what my mom does to me, and it does work.
It works.
Yeah.
I've got, I don't know. I really, because it's so insane, I can't help but think, and this is the trap. This is the trap that because it's so insane, I can't help but think that there's some way, something I could do to change his mind.
Well, so I have a feeling, and this is, I say this all the time, but this is based on absolutely nothing. But I get this feeling that he's going to break and he'll get vaccinated because especially in that live and a couple other things that he's posted, he'll like pop a little bit over to be like on the other side. I know there's this, and then he'll pop back over to the anti-vax side. So I feel like he's almost trying to like justify, I'm just making a statement, blah, 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 and then he's going to go get vaccinated. And
also he's kind of known for not, he's known for flip-flopping anyway. Like he's known for saying he's definitely going to do something. And he's like, I actually completely changed my mind. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Which I've always respected him for in the past. I've always been like, that's wonderful. I love that you just like totally just like made everyone around you infuriated. But now I'm like, exactly. I hope that maybe, I don't know, some gear is going to turn. Or someone's going to turn it for him.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. I'm like, I can't be on this boat with you, buddy.
I know. It's so sad. I'm like, I was with you for so long.
Yeah. I've excused many wild things.
Ugh. It just goes to show you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't
trust anyone in this world.
Anyone in this world.
I'm crushed. I'm so devastated.
That's my pessimist view.
This is the straw that broke my back. Kyrie Irving betrayed my trust.
Can we look at Jason Kidd's collar?
This was the best thing because we hate Jason Kidd. He should not have been given this head coaching job. And I think that
is this real?
Yes.
Yes.
This has not been altered at all.
But do you have the photoshopped one that keeps getting bigger?
So this is it. It's a thread for every 25 likes. Can you scroll back up? This is from at Corked Bats. For every 25 likes this gets, we'll make Jason Kidd's collar bigger. And then this went viral and they had to go wild with it.
It keeps getting bigger.
He looks like a paper airplane.
Yeah, he does. And then it zooms out so you can see the whole arena as it continues to grow.
It like pops out the top of the arena.
Wow, this is so beautiful.
I used
beautiful.
To live in one of these buildings right here, you guys.
You lived near the collar?
Yeah, I could see the collar every time there was a game.
Why can't people just do this? World peace would happen so fast.
I know.
Why can't we just be doing this kind of shit?
Good, clean fun.
Good, some good, clean fun.
Eventually, the collar is seen from space, and I think a satellite goes by.
Yeah, it keeps going. Oh, I didn't see this part.
It covers all of Dallas. Because they didn't have a ton of followers, and they were just like,
they're going to Mars.
Oh yeah. This feels so pure. It's so beautiful.
It's so stupid.
Whoever these people are went above and beyond. It's
I mean
so
they put their
big.
Logo on every single one, so they were loving
the more you the know attention.
And then the Star Wars guys, the group guy. Okay, well,
they had to get really creative because of how viral it went.
Oh my god.
It's in heaven.
No. Ugh. Not heaven. There was no end. We had
that
to stop
really
scrolling.
Special.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next segment.
That should be in the Louvre.
Yeah.
It should be in the Louvre.
You can scroll.
It should obscure the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
All right, so each week we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's the cutie comment of the week. This week's comment is from Nanny McBee. Okay, it is meme format. Me has an underlying medical condition that puts me at risk of severe complications from COVID-19. Hasn't eaten at a restaurant since March 2020. Kyrie, I don't want to be controlled by someone else's narrative. And then there's the photo of Ben Affleck smoking a cigarette and looking like he wishes it was his last day on earth.
Just so exhausted, Ben Affleck.
There's so many good Pat pictures of him smoking specifically where like
he's expressing every emotion.
Yes, he emotes so well in this one frame. I'm obsessed. And of course all the Dunkin' Donuts coffee shots as well.
So good.
That's so relatable. Every time I get a Postmates order delivered, I look around for a paparazzi. Like, I don't want to be like Ben Affleck, but he looks cool.
I'm gonna get a picture of you someday struggling to pick up your coffee.
That's like those, have you guys seen those tweets that go viral where it's like, because I think DoorDash is the one where it makes you take, the driver has to take a picture.
Oh, yeah. Those are so sad.
Yeah,
those are so sad. They do them so dirty.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just like they'll put the food down and start taking a picture, and then the person will come outside to grab it. So it's like an action shot. And they'll be like, and then they'll get the photo and they'll be like, post it on Twitter, like, why do I look like Bigfoot?
It is kind of paparazzi.
That's going to be you in my bush. Okay, can't wait. I'll save some fries for you.
Oh, thank you.
If you want to be eligible for a cutie comment of the week, you have to join our Cutie Nation Discord. You can do that by signing up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. We've got bonus content. We've got ad-free episodes, and you get to access our Discord, which is super fun. We have a lot of fun in there, so get your butts in there. Let's get into our mail basket. Today we have an Apple Podcast review from user TrueLove16.
Well, well, well.
TrueLove16 gave us 5 stars. Thank you very much.
Do you think they're 16 years old?
I do.
Or they have 16 different true loves?
they're on their 16th. Like every time they have to make a new screen name. Like, all right, here we go. This time it's
fell in love again.
How many true loves do you guys think is like normal for a person?
Let's really get into this.
Yeah.
I think it's a complicated question. I'm sorry. I got like way too into it immediately.
No, I love this.
I really want to know.
I loved your reaction.
I was like, oh my God, great question.
I mean, I'm a cynic. I'm a
same.
I'm a bitter old spinster,
same.
A hag. So
I live in a fortress.
Whoa,
I'm like zero true loves.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear your view on this, Ariana.
I think that you have the first love, which is purely the obsession in middle school. Maybe his name is Logan Grubbs. I don't know.
That name came out of nowhere.
Nowhere. I just made it up. I pulled just it made from it the up. Air. I've never, definitely never said it before. Over and over again. Then you have your first love where you have a horrible breakup.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens? Then maybe you're alone for really, really, really long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you find the real true love. So I say three. I think three is the magic number.
Okay. That okay. makes sense to you because you got to kind of practice and then you
yeah.
find the real one and you mature yeah. and mm-hmm. grow mm-hmm. as yeah. a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've had three, you're like out, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
you've used up your three shots.
If you had over three. Maybe
and one of them is your middle school obsession.
Maybe how about a multiple of three?
Mm.
So if you so like if you
so you start back at obsession, heartbreak, yeah. and oh then true love.
So it's like yes. it's like celebrity deaths, but also true love.
Yeah,
comes in threes.
Yeah,
I love this theory actually.
Okay, I need to get obsessed with someone.
Obsession, yeah. heartbreak, true love. That's the. This is we just invented a philosophy that I think like we should it.
Okay.
I think we should write a book
at the cabin yeah. in Delaware.
Okay.
We
okay.
get started on this book.
Okay, how about this? We take turns like taking little retreats there to write and we each write that's a chapter.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful.
I love it.
I also was thinking for track three of our album that we could write a song to try to convince Kyrie. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Mm. Yes. I do think music is the way into his heart.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any hope there.
Maybe we could do like a We Are the World type where like a bunch of people come together
yeah.
to sing to Kyrie.
I have to say, I think Kyrie might just be like a Joker type. Like, is he a Joker guy?
He might
no,
be.
I think that's why we have a chance because I think he cares and he's deeply... See, I can't get into this again because I'm addicted to not thinking this guy is insane.
I mean, I get it because I have made many excuses for him myself, but I think he might just be a Joker guy. Think about it. That's actually
hurts. It makes really a lot hurts. Of sense. This is all the right. heartbreak moment of
mine. Let's get into.
Oh, sorry. Right. The comment. Right. True Love 16.
Yes. True Love 16's review. 5 stars. Titles Passion is Infectious. They say Dunktown is about uncovering a new passion, a new obsession, a new thing to love. And there's nothing better than that feeling and sharing it with others. I'm so happy and honored to be a citizen of Dunktown with these ladies.
Wow.
So sweet. Thank you, True Love 16.
I'm glad we infected you.
Yeah. And we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing it. We love getting reviews. We haven't
five stars only, please.
Yes, somebody did give us a 1-star review, and I'm upset
oh my
about
God.
It. But we have
that's
so
kind of cool
have...
too. Like, it's cool to get 1 and 5 because 1 is like a hater.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So it's like okay, so you're a fan. If you're giving me 1 star, like that's so spiteful that you're a fan.
Yeah. And I feel like that's probably some completely random person that stumbled upon this show and was like, who, what, they don't know anything.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they're very dumb. They don't talk about my favorite player. And 1 star. And honestly, we had this conversation at some point where it's like, because for a long time we had a perfect 5-star rating and we were like, once we start getting those haters, that's when we know we're making it big.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's a hater.
Yeah.
Because just like it would be terrible to just get like, 3 stars. It's okay.
Yeah.
But like 1 star is like, so I hurt you. Like you were hurt by me.
Yeah.
I impacted you.
We're the number 2 on their true love.
Yes.
That we broke their heart.
But we love getting nice reviews. We read all of them. We appreciate them all. And if you want to leave a review, you can do that and we'll take a look and maybe we'll read it in a future episode. I don't know. Maybe. If you want to send us something, you can always email us at hi@duck.town or leave a message on our cutie hotline, 903-420-DUNK. Tell us about what's going on, what you're excited about for the new season.
Tell us about Delaware.
Did you take
a trip there?
If you're from Delaware, we need you. You literally have to email us.
Legally.
It's the law.
And we're sorry that we negged you.
Yeah. It was all jokes.
Unless you liked it.
Yeah. It's all jokes. We're going to come there. We're going to eat some crab. We're going to have our little writer's cabin. And I'm sure we'll have a lovely time.
Yeah.
I bet it would be great.
We were just negging pickup artist style.
Yeah.
To get you to like us.
Yeah. Which is totally fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
I respect his methods.
Also, the president is from Delaware. So.
Oh, wait, yeah. What? Oh,
this my current God. One? You're right.
This current one.
You know, my mind just went Barack Joe? Obama. I am so broken. My brain is broken.
That was so long ago, Ariana.
I know. I feel ill.
Okay, we've got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we can't have fun forever.
Why not?
We can't. We can't. It's late. Gabe's probably ready for bedtime.
Gabe had a long weekend with his parents.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
That's true. My parents are here.
That could be rough.
Do they listen to this show, Gabe?
No. Okay. They asked me about, like, so what is this blog?
Great.
Great question. All right, Ariana, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug getting a reading with me, as always.
Oh, yes.
dreamcitytarot.bigcartel.com. You can go ahead and chat with me through the metaphysical realm, which is always a good time. And you can follow me at Aardvarsk, AARDVARSK, on Twitter and Instagram, and you'll know everything that you need to know about my life from there.
if anyone, like, we can highly recommend getting a tarot reading from you. Because
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We did an episode about it. And if our listeners haven't heard that, you should go back and listen. Well, the first one was like us.
Yeah.
Personal reading.
That's true.
Which really hit us.
Yeah.
You know, hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Really. It was like a therapy session. The same stuff I talk about with my therapist. It's like, yeah, you're not open to love, blah, blah, blah. I know.
So if that sounds fun to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely our most personal episode, I think.
Yeah,
if you want to,
sure.
If you want to hear about what makes us tick.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming back. You're a favorite of ours, a favorite of our listeners, and we appreciate it every time you drop by.
We really
my
do.
Deepest pleasure. I always laugh so hard and it is so great.
Oh, love that. All right, well, thank you to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.